Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Today, we praise God for His Word. Dear Lord, we invest these few moments together today in praise to You for Your Word. Thank You, Father, for sending Your Son, the Word, Jesus the Christ, for communicating with the prophets through Your words, and for inspiring Your servants to write the words that make up the Scripture that is available around the world today as the Bible. Inspired, God-breathed, Your Word will never pass away. The Word that comes from You will not return to You empty, but it will accomplish what You purpose and will prosper everywhere You send it. Lord, help us to be faithful in the reading and study of Your Word. And may we all experience the fact that it is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. And God, help us to not just hear Your Word, but to be doers of the word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Father's glory, blaze I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. That you, my King, would die for me. That you would die. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. I know it's true. In all I do, I honor.
This is your call to worship.
More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness sing.
You are listening to Call to Worship. When you're logged into Facebook next time, look us up. Simply search for Call to Worship. When you see the page showing my picture in the top left and the dove with the words Call to Worship, then you're there. I will post the weekly topic and devotion for you, and you will see comments from some of our other Facebook followers. When you are in your Twitter account, search Twitter for us at call, followed by the number 2, then worship him. That's at call to worship him. You'll find inspirational thoughts and scripture to help keep you focused on our Lord at call to worship him. Our website provides quick links to Facebook and our Twitter feed. And to hear the short devotions from our Call to Worship program, subscribe to our podcast while on our website at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry, or, if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. The Word is living. The Word is light. The Word delights my soul, preserves my life. Holy and hidden, forever true. The perfect sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word is wisdom. The Word takes all that's old and makes it new. When hearts are broken, He makes them whole. The One who paid the price, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word is grieving still for those in sin. Come now, believing, this Word is true. The cross speaks this advice, trust me, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for making Call to Worship a part of your worship today.
The sky is growing darker as the evening draws near. The storm clouds have gathered and the shadows are gone. When all hope has faded, replace now with fear. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on His Word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on His Word. When troubles grow deeper and the desert is dry, and our hearts are so broken that we can't even cry, when our faith is wounded and our joy is gone, tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on His Word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on His Word. When the rain
are constantly overwhelmed by information every day. Details that we try to confirm as accurate, some we trust, and other sources that we question. It is a tremendous comfort to know that we can trust the unchanging Word of God as fact. Praise God for the Bible. God's Word is just as true and certain today as it was when it was written by the holy men of God as they were prompted by Him. Let's begin our study and time of praise God for His Word with Proverbs 30. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. During the temptation of Christ, He quoted Scripture to Satan. Listen to these words. And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Psalm 19, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." We see an example when a prophet was instructed by God to write His word down for the people. Find this account in Jeremiah chapter 30. "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah." Luke chapter 24. "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto Him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And He said unto them, What things? Then they told Him things that had taken place." And we pick up the story in Luke 24, verse 25. "Then He said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went. And He made as though He would have gone further, but they constrained Him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And He went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures?" Then in verse 45, Jesus speaking, "He opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the Scriptures. And then when Jesus appeared to them in the upper room, and He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures." The psalmist David, Psalm 119, "Lord, open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from Your law." Later in that same chapter, "Oh, how I love Thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through Thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for Thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I refrain my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The word of God is a required part of our spiritual armor. We find this in Ephesians chapter 6. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In the second letter to Timothy, we find these instructions, 2 Timothy 3, 14-17, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The Bible is basically our instructions for this life. It is important that we invest time in God's Word daily and meditate on it day and night. As you think about a regular time that would work best for you, think on this fact. The best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. Praise God for His Word.
Like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word. I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then, like a tree firmly planted, I'll be. I will delight in the law of the Lord. like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we have praised God for His Word, the Bible. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. I'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Friend, if you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give you fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him. But the greatest is His love. And when you make a decision, please let us know. By mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Doom, doom, ba-da-doom, doo-doo-doom, doom, doom, ba-doo-doom, doo-doo-doo-doom, doom, ba-da-doom, doo-doo-doom, doom, ba-doom,
see a clear reflection of what you saw in me. You gently showed me the state my heart was in, and how the world had to see me again. Went away determined to take the narrow path, but in a moment my foolish ways were back. It's elementary, there must be something wrong, and I'm starting to realize this can't go on.
Wanna be a doer,
doer of your word. Never, ever forget the truth that I have learned. Be a doer, doer of your word. I wanna be a doer, doer of your word. Keep on obeying everything I've heard. Be a doer, doer of, doer of. Doer of your word. It's not the first time it's happened, won't be the last. I think I'm finally mature, but just a little too fast. I close my Bible, convinced I'm really changed, but I'm not any different till I obey. Doer, doer of your word. Never, ever forget the truth that I have learned. Be a doer, doer of your word. I wanna be a doer, doer of your word. I know everything I've heard. Be a doer, doer.